This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hageani. Union Cabinet has today approved investment proposal for construction of 1200 megawatt Kalai 2 hydroelectric project in Anjao district of Arunachal Pradesh with an outlay of ₹14,105.83 crore and completion period of 78 months. Additionally, Cabinet has also approved investment proposal for construction of 1720 megawatt Kamala hydroelectric project in Kamle, Kradadi and Kurunkume districts with an outlay of ₹26,069.50 crores and completion period of 96 months. After a fiery election campaign that concluded yesterday, poll preparations are underway in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. A single-phase election will be held tomorrow in a total of 126 constituencies in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 in Puducherry. The results will be declared on May 4th. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak, laid a wreath at the Jaswant Garh War Memorial in West Kameng District today, paying tribute to the valiant hero of the 1962 war, Rifleman Jaswant Singh Rawat, Mahavir Chakra, posthumously, and to all the brave martyrs of the Sino-Indian War. Reflecting on the solemn occasion, the Governor described the memorial as a sacred symbol of courage, sacrifice and unwavering patriotism. He also visited the headquarters of the 46th Infantry Brigade at Baishakhi in the district and interacted with the officers and troops. Drawing from his rich military experience, he shared insights from his own journey and reviewed the soldiers' well-being, morale and operational readiness. Robert H. Tauthang, Regional Director, Northeastern Region, National Cooperative Development Corporation, called on State Minister of Ardi and Panchayati Raj Corporation, Ojing Tasing, on Tuesday. Their conversation carried shared vision of empowering the region's rural heartlands through strong SHG federations, enabling access to microcredit and unlocking the true value of the agro-horticultural wealth. Minister Tasing said, when institutions and intent align, transformation is not distant. It begins at the grassroots in the hands of people, shaping a future of dignity, self-reliance and sustainable growth. A massive fire broke out on Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. in D sector Lower Nirjuli, completely destroying four OBT houses belonging to Nabam Hark. While no injuries were reported, the blaze consumed vital documents, furniture and clothing. The incident led to the residents now demanding a dedicated fire station in Nirjuli to prevent such future losses. Local leaders emphasized that delayed response times from distant stations remain a critical threat. The Department of Economics, Jawaharlal Nehru College, Pasighat, in collaboration with the Internal Quality Assurance Cell, organized a one-day workshop on indigenous craft beading today. Resource person Ms. Nina Lergo, founder of House of McNock, shared her inspiring journey of transforming a small MBA project into a thriving enterprise. 30 students participated in the program. The workshop provided participants with hands-on exposure to indigenous craft techniques and encouraged them to explore skill development as a pathway to self-reliance and entrepreneurship. The ninth edition of the district-level Hangpan Dada Memorial Trophy for under-16 boys and girls in football and volleyball commenced yesterday at the SLSA Sports Complex Chimpu under the Itanagar Capital Region. The tournament features teams from Bandardewa, Nahalagan and Itanagar competing. The winners of this district-level competition will advance to the state-level tournament scheduled to be held at Alo in West Siang District for May 16, 2026. The event is being jointly organized by the District Administration ICR in collaboration with the Department of Sports, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The United States and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of an all-out war and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. Oil prices fell sharply on the news, dropping from above $115 per barrel to below $95 within hours of the announcement. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel supports the U.S. decision to suspend strikes against Iran for 2 weeks, but clarified that the peak pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Hezbollah continues. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.